of the Balmum we're talking about over here, that there's a cut, a slit in its eye, and the Libra Rav Akiva, the Yama Imadu Lo Yerdu, he held that this mum is not such a bad mum, that even with the evidence, the meat kept on top of the Mizbeach, we leave it there. It's Imadu Lo Yerdu, but since the Rashaykh said the Mizbeach, therefore even the Katkhila, when a piece of meat of a carving got mixed up with this piece, we say even the Katkhila, you're allowed to put both of them on top of the Mizbeach. And you have in mind, whichever is one is the Kovrin, you're doing the Shemak Torah. And the other one, you're doing Samuza and the Shem Eitzim. So Mura says, no. Eimah di Yama Rabbi Kiva, when did Rabbi Kiva say, the Ovid, that with the Ovid, if it's up already, then we say La Yerdu. But Mechatchila mi Yama, did Rabbi Kiva say, Mechatchila, you're allowed to go and take the piece of meat and put it on the Mizbeach, so how could you put this piece of meat from the Baal Mum on the Mizbeach? So it looks like this. Amar Rav Papa. Hoch Ramei Yastimun. You know what we're talking about over here? We're going Shalom Agavi Kedis. That's already, we're talking about now that not the Chetchila to put it there, but the case where the piece is already on top of the Kedis. That's the Machlokes. So Mor says, He Hochi, that's the Pshat, Yastimun be in Ayu. So what do you have to say? Because it's a terubis. The two pieces of meat come mixed up together. Even if you only have the piece of meat of the balas mum, also you'd be allowed to burn it. Since lemaisa it's on top of the kevis, so like the kivishit in malo layerdo. So why do you have to say the application of a terubis here? Even bna also. El the gemara says no. Time with the Reb Lezer of Lezer Sforot and Echanami. Here lechetchila you're allowed to go take these two pieces of meat and burn them. I watched that to put the balas mum on top of the mizbeach. Reb Lezer holds like this, that near Krachmana there's a mir takro in the psul of mum like this, that the mum bum, the process is like this, mum bum hu de lo yirotze, that if a korban has a mum, you can't bring it. So the ik is, ho a yidei tarubois yirotze, when can't you burn the yevorim of a balas mum only by itself, then the process says lo yirotze. But if you do it to tarubois, it is a mixture, then the cloth is no love, then you're allowed to. That's the supposed to go mum bom hudulo yirotza. Only if the only thing is there is a mum. Are they terubis yirtza? But there's a terubis there, then it's mutter. For Rabbanu, what do they do with this pasuk? Mum bom hudulo yirotza. Or ovar mum yirtza. Only calls the man the mum is there, then it's not yirtza, you can't use it. But once the mum goes away, you shouldn't say as far as nitcha. Maybe since when it had a mum, you couldn't use it. Even when the mum goes away, also you can't use it. The Mashpon the Pasuk know that mum bum only when the mum is there, then you can't use it. But when the mum goes away, then you could use it. That's true on the Pasuk. But not to be matarit, ayidei terubis. With a mixture, you can't do it. To Rebbe Lezer, mi bum bohem besudrashes. Mi bum bohem only when it's there, he dashes. Like mum bum who? Only when it's there. For Rabbanin, Bom Bohem Ladosha. They don't make this Joshua. So therefore they are the Ika Joshua of this Pasuk is only to teach us that a Mum Ovar is Mutter, and according to Rabbi Lezer, you can make both Joshua's. Rashi says, Bom is Mashmah came of the Yatzman. So Rimor says, Yochi, if so, Roya, what is the Mishnah say, Lashon of Roya, have a right to see, as if the pieces of, not after the Mishnah, but the Raisa. That Roya, I have a right to see if these pieces of Baal Imun are like Eitzim, Rachmana Achshurei. According to Rabbi Lezer, Yidash and Apostle, the Torah says clearly it's Mutter. Or Tarubis, and you have a mixture of Bosa Chattas and Bosa Baal Imun, look at Chibu, you're allowed to burn it. So why do you have to come on to the Tzvar of Royan? So Mora says, true, but I tell you, Lidivrayim Kamalu, Rabbi Lezer is only saying this back, according to the Rabbanan Tzvara. It's like this, Lididi, according to my own Tzvara and Echnami, Rachmana Achshurei. The Torah says clearly it's mutter. You're allowed to burn the evorim of a Baal Mum when it's a matzav of a terubis. The Talmud also did chubah according to you, Rabbanan oydel lemius. You should agree to me that bosa Baal Mum kates and dummy. Even if there's no head there, terubis. But here, when you're doing it on Tanai, that it's only the shemaitzim it should be mutter. Neither the avi abosa chatis, just like bosa chatis. The Moran says no. Rabbanan, Hachemisi, Yosem Lemisi. Over here they say Vorim of of a Balmum is Mius. That is no heter put on top of the Mizbeach, even the Shem Eitzim. Mashenkin were a Vorm of a Chatis, and the Vorm of an Ula got mixed up, the Elamites of the both Kabonis, that's not Mius. Seedlin, though true, can now let it burn. The Vorm of a Chatis, the meat of a Chatis, but if you do it with Shem Eitzim, therefore it's Mutter. But Rabbonin say, though, that's only what's not Mius, according to the Brisa. For the case of a Balmum, with Mius, here they agree it's awesome. But again, it's only according to the Brisa, not according to our Mishnah. According to our Mishnah, the Chum argue, even by Vorm of Chatis and Ayla, also the Chum argue that the Chav, they don't hold this from this Heter of Lishem Eitzim. It's only a Heter by Minchem, by Bikurim, not by Korban. Now the Mishnah says, a Vorim be a Vorim, let's say a piece of meat of a Korban Ayla, cut mixed up with other Korbanis Ayla, which was a Balmum. A Vorim, the Vorim, Bali Mumin. So what do we do with it now? So Reb Lezer Weimer, in Korav, Rosh, Echad Mehem, Yikuvu Kol HaRoshim. If you already be the Evid, the Kohen Dinev, and was Makriv one head, so we have a right to say that the one head that was Makriv, that was from the Balmum, and therefore all the rest of the head was set from the regular Korban Ayla. So like a Chilu now, you're allowed to go and burn the rest of the heads. Rashi says, Kalina Nisurabei, Kurayim, let's say the Kohen by mistake brought burnt already one Kurayim, Shalechem Nem, as you could call a Kurayim, all the insides you could do. The Chom and the Chom say no, Afilu Korva Kulam Chutzmi Echem Nehem, even if you already burnt all the heads, only one was left over, still you have to be a Suffolk. Maybe this one head is from the Balas Mum, and there's no Heter to burn it, and therefore Yotz Lebeis HaSreifel, Vedavka has to burn it. You have no Heter, you have to burn Lebeis HaSreifel, and none of them is Veich. So more so like this. Omer Reb Loza, the Amor Reb Loza says, that Lahich Shur Reb Leza. Reb Leza now Mishnah that says, once one head was brought, you could burn the other ones. It was only matter with El Shnayim Shnayim. Only if now you're going to burn two heads at a time. So by burning two heads, the Pshat is, for sure, one head is mutter to burn, because only one Oilas Balmum got mixed up here. So when you burn two heads, for sure one head is mutter. Saga, if you're burning one of Heter, you let it slip load the other one. So it's like two Heterim. One Heter is with same as that. Maybe the real Balmum was burnt already the first time. So all the rest of them left over are mutter. And even if not, since you're burning two now, you're doing racing of one of Heter anyway, we'll let you burn both of them. Avol echod echod loy, if you want to burn only one head at a time, no. We have to be afraid, maybe, this one head is the Balmum. On this most nasty of Yirmiya, he asked the question, says the Chum Maimrim, Afilu Korvu Kulam Chutz Miechem Miem, Yotz Lebeis HaSreifa. And it's Mash Monu V'Abonim Hold the Shita. But according to Reb Lezer, you would be allowed to burn it. Either there's only one left over. So according to Reb Lezer, you can't burn it according to Reb Eliezer. Only if you have two. Also, Moritz is, O Malay Reb Yirmiya Batach Lipo, Asav Lecho, Mayechot, what does the Mishnah mean, even if one was left over? Havad, it means Zug Echot. So according to Chachamim, even if you only have two left over, still you cannot burn it. But then, according to Reb Lezer, since there are two left over, you have like two Heterim, you have a right first to say that the Balas Mum was already burnt before, and even if Tim Sleiman that, you're being racist now for sure on at least one, that's kosher, so that gives you a Heter to burn both of them now. Now the Mishnah says, Dam. So in other words, the Mishnah we just had was, like Shtim's good with the Mishnah before. When does Reb Lezer say that you're allowed to burn both of them? That's only when it's a chatas that got mixed up with an oila. So there, since they're both good kabbonis, even though maybe there's a lot of burning of the chatas after that Taras Emurim, still there's that of Roya. But here, this next Mishnah, since you got mixed up with the Balmum, by a Balmum, our Mishnah knows, there's no head this time to put it up there, Lishem or Eitzim. Therefore, they have to come on to a new Heter to say that since one head was already burnt already, so they have to say that was the Balmum, therefore you could bring the rest. Ben Echmem, according to the Braisa, that learns the Machloikis is, by Bali Mumim, then according to the Braisa, you let us come on to the Heter that one head was burnt already, even the Chakili you let it burn it, because you're putting it up to Lashem Eitzim. But our mission holds no. When does Reb Lezer say there's a Heter of Lashem Eitzim, that's only a Vorm of a Korban, a Kosher Korban, where the Eva of a Chatz has got mixed up with the Eva of an Eva. But here that the Eva of a Balmum got mixed up with other ones, here there's no Heter time to put it up there, Lashem Eitzim, because it's Mius.
See, yes, Kamantar Heta, that if one was already burnt, that's Rabbi Elazar Shita. We're told that the one that was already burnt, Mistoma, that was the Korban, that was from the Balmum, and the rest could be brought. Now the Mishnah says, Dam, Shenisar Rabbanayim, you have the Korban that you already made, the Kabbalah Sadam. Now the Dam of the Korban got mixed up with water, so it depends. Im Yesh by Maris Dam Kosha, if it still looks like blood, so it's not bought of a rye, he can still use it, he can still make a zriker out of it. What's going to be Nisar Rabbanayim? Let's say the Dam got mixed up with wine. So now the question is, when is the bottle rise? You can't tell, they both look red. So it's like this, the Mishnah says. Rain, we have to see Yaisai Kilo Mayim. We have to see the amount of wine that fell in as if it was water. And therefore, we have to see if the color would have changed or not. If it would have changed and not looked like Dam, then it's bottle. But if it still would have looked like Dam, then it's kosher. Nisar, what's going to be the Dam mixed up? The Dam Behema. By the Dam Achaya. You have Dam of a Korban, got mixed up with the Dam of a regular Behema, or the Dam of a Chaya. So also, one is Kachim, one's not. Is a bottle or not? So, Roy and Nois, we have to see again, Kibu Umayim. We have to look as if the amount of blood from the Behema, from the Chaya, as if it's water. And now we'll have to see if the blood from the Korban is bottle, do we still look like blood or not? We have Yudam of Yudah says no. Ain Dam of Atul Dam. There's no Din Bittul.